Please stand by. Welcome and thank you for joining us to today's IBM teleconference introduction to Tivoli Service Management Center for System Z. Today's teleconference will last approximately 60 minutes and will include a live question and answer session. In this teleconference, you'll learn and hear an overview of the Tivoli Service Management Center for System Z, a new approach to business and IT service delivery that integrates and aligns IT and business objectives. The speakers for today's teleconference are Kevin Hasazawa, IBM Program Manager, and Joe Burns, IBM Program Manager. At this time, I'd like to turn the conference over to our first speaker, Mr. Joe Burns. Mr. Burns, please go ahead. Everyone, please stand by. There's been a brief interruption in today's conference. Please do not disconnect at this time.
This is Joe Burns. I'm the product manager in the Tivoli organization for three products, NetView, InfoMan, and Tivoli Decision Support, and I take care of those on a regular basis. I'm here today with Kevin Hasazawa, who's also a product manager within Tivoli, and Kevin is responsible for the Omegamon family of products, which came over in the Kendall acquisition about 4 years ago. We're going to spend the next 45 minutes or so taking you through an introduction into the Tivoli Service Management Center for System Z, or as we call it, SMCZ. We'll have time at the end for a question and answer session, so if you have those, save those up, and we'll address those as we get to the end. If you go in right now to chart number one, I'll look up the agenda. It's fairly straightforward. We'll talk about the business and IT and how we marry those two items together. Then we'll spend time on service management and a new enterprise data center. This presentation is mostly all about SMCZ. We'll take you through that in detail. Then on to simplify things and how that can be done and some examples there. Then Kevin will show us a business services management integration example, and we'll also talk about the green data center and also process automation. We'll wrap it up with a little summary, and we'll talk about some of the links to other information that will be available. So if you proceed now to slide number two, what we have here is basically a look at the Tivoli Data Center. And in the middle of this is the today's data center, actually, the client-centric campus we have going on today. And we see it every day. We see the demand for IT resources being driven by the client. So it's a very client-centric emphasis these days. The clients want to have their bank account information when they want it. They don't want to know about the shrinking batch window. They just want to know about their balance and what it is at any time of day or night. And IT is challenged to provide that information to them. They want and expect these results. Today's CIOs are caught in the middle to provide that information back to our clients. These increasing demands also bring about complexity. And how you address those demands with complexity. So many disparate systems are out there with multiple databases, multiple networks, and tons of new devices that we see every day. It's new storage devices, new mobile devices, new handheld devices, and the list goes on. What happens is it must be supported by the IT organization. These increasing costs also are associated with these devices and supports. And lastly, the energy bill is increasing. We all know this, not just in our own cars, our own gas tanks, but in our data centers. It costs more to heat and cool our data centers and provide the resources available. So as you can see from this chart, it's not just the data center itself that's impacted by today's rising costs and complexities, but all of us, from the CIO to the actual clients that we support. So if you go to slide number three, take you through basically some of this complexity we just talked about. And yes, it's at a cost. You look at the top left of the chart, and you'll see that people costs have doubled from 1996, 33%, to over 66% in last year, 2007. And our software costs also continue to grow at the same rate. This is because not just of mainframe computers, but also distributed servers as well. If you look on the right, you'll see the energy costs are also the same way, right? So really, we have two things to worry about here, the complexity of IT and its cost, and also the energy cost. So two things to take away, the cost of people and the cost of energy. If you go to slide number four, it's actually a picture on the right there, if you can see it closely, is a actual diagram of an application system and an actual customer from a few years ago. I was not involved with it, but I know others who were. If you look at the way it's broken down, though, into silos, you can see on the top part of the chart, each of the silos had their own operational aspects, right? The desktops, the SAP experts, the database experts. So they all entered into individual silos. And the isolation that came from that was for a good reason at that time. But with today's applications that are complex and interrelated, we don't have time or money to worry about silo management. So the hidden diagram that we actually see here allows us to operate and find a way to manage this complexity. We have to break down these silos. If you go on to slide number five now, we'll talk about the IBM approach within Tivoli to service management and what sets us apart. Really three things, and we talk about these on the chart you see. Visibility, control, and automation. What visibility really means in this context are really dashboards. And those dashboards are two varieties, an IT dashboard and a business dashboard. We'll come back to that a little bit later in the presentation. Number two is control. It's basically what levers, what knobs, what alerts, and what thresholds can we set to control the environment. And lastly is automation. Take as much as we can, automate it, but at the same time leave room for human intervention and human interaction. So you'll hear a lot about, over the next, I'd say, months, about visibility, control, and automation. And so we've actually shortened it. We call it VCA. You'll see more about that as we go on through IBM service management plans. Go to chart number six. Three things come out in addition to technology, really. I mean, it's as we transition to the new enterprise data center, it's not just about technology. It's about the people and processes as well. We look before at silo management and what a a challenge that was for us. We still have it today. We're working stronger to make it less of an obstacle. And on to process. Whether it's idle or some other choice the customer has, processes are what's important in terms of getting these processes defined and automated. If you look at chart number 7 and what does this mean from a historical point of view, you can see here this is really a history chart, mainframes really from 1964, but they're still here. They have not gone away. Server sprawl has continued on, mostly in the 80s and 90s, and continues to today, and it's getting worse. However, the SMC, or the System Service Management Center for System Z, and the new Enterprise Data Center together can help sort this out. So what are the three things we worry about here? We worry about virtualization, we worry about rapid service delivery, and we worry about marriage we spoke of earlier between IT and the business. So those are the three things we'll attack next. If you go now to chart number 8, we'll talk a little bit about SMCZ and two examples I want to talk about in today's environment that talk about exactly what this complexity means in a mainframe space in this area. So number one, we have a bank that we reference occasionally. It's a very large bank in the United States. It has 72 LPARs, and what that really means from a non-technical point of view is 72 partitions, if you will, areas of work. They do event handling for a network with a product called NetView, and for an idea of scale, they handle 1 billion events per month. That's from the mundane event, like a paper running out of printer in their branch office in Topeka, to an ATM network in North America, Northeast being down. So those 1 billion events come in and are managed via mainframes and can be managed effectively with SMCZ from Tivoli. Second is an actual customer we talk about quite a bit is FedEx. And FedEx, as you know, obviously manages a lot of packages and the management of those packages throughout the world. What it's also using is a stodgy hierarchical database that IBM developed years ago called IMS, all part of the System Z mainframe environment. And they do 4 billion transactions per month on this database management system. So basically, we're talking here about, on a System Z point of view, traditional strengths, reliability, availability, and serviceability. You've heard it called RAS for years. We also now call it RAS with a second S for security. It's not forgotten in a System Z environment. So that's really where we're at with SMCZ and trying to attack that space. If you look now at chart number 9, we'll talk about how we look at this from a general perspective and then a product perspective on the next chart. But don't skip ahead yet. The real message here on chart 8 is a end-to-end perspective, if you will. And now if we move to chart number 9, we'll look at a bit of the structure of the SMCZ and how it fits both from a general overview and then specific products on the following chart, but don't skip ahead. A little background about SMCZ. SMCZ was launched at the SHARE conference this February in Orlando, I believe it was. We formally announced it at the IBM Tivoli Pulse conference in May. There was a series of live demos showing the integration in various scenarios involving SMCZ and all its prerequisite products. This was well received by customers, analysts, and the press as well. We had like 75 mentions in the press. It was well received, and it was a validation, if you will, of the System Z and SMCZ message. This picture we're looking at here on chart number 9 really shows the layers, if you will, without being product specific. So how it all fits together. This chart, you may have seen it before. It's existed for quite some time, a few months. It's got the three layers we talk about in detail: process management, the platform itself, and then operational products. What we're trying to do with this is show how it fits to IDLE, SOA, and the whole idea of integration. Now, to get more details, to go to chart number 10, we'll actually show you from a product point of view and from an operating system point of view what's new on System Z. So basically here you can see that the proposed and product listed are really about two aspects that we'll talk about in detail on this chart. And that really is databases, TATM and CCMDB. They're centralized database and provides, as we'll tell you in future charts, some of of the Systems Z aspects from a distributed point of view. And the second thing I'm going to talk more about is the Business Continuity Process Manager. And this is a process manager that deals with availability of the system. So it supports both the NetView and system automation products, as well as the GDPS system, Geographically Dispersed Parallel Sysplex, and the BCDM product actually interfaces with those to provide that kind of process service management. More detail in a moment on those two. One point here, a final point about this chart, is that System Z is an all-encompassing system. And in this case, we're talking more about System Z and Z Linux as a key theme here. And you can see through this chart and recent charts, we're soon becoming more and more service management products on System Z Linux. So that's a major theme that was being announced over the last, really since February, May, and then on this presentation as well. If you go to chart number 11, we'll talk a little bit more in detail about TADM, or the Tivoli Application Dependency Discovery Manager, in its current release, 7.1, which became available in December of 2007. And what TADM does, it provides enhanced visualization from a Sysplex point of view, gives you configuration data, does discovery, which is probably its most important aspect, and how this maps. Now, it can map also not just to distributed products, but also to mainframe products, so IMS, Connect, and CICS, Transaction Gateway as well, and IMS and CICS gateways, and multiple platforms for MQ. So TADM is an important part of the System Z and Linux for System Z offerings. If you look at chart number 12, we'll talk about the Change and Configuration Management Database and its release 7.1.1, which became available at Pulse on May 16th of this year, right? It's a discovery engine as well, but it's based on TADM. It's a robust reconciliation engine, and it's a federated database. What that means is that the data can exist in multiple areas and be federated together using the CCMDB technology. And the first C in CCMDB is changed, but also interfaces with our service request management product as well. If you go on to chart number 13, we'll talk a bit about the Business Continuity Process Management. As I mentioned earlier, this interfaces with both NetView, system automation, and GDPS, and basically allows you to assess your IT environment, the continuity and resiliency you want in your IT systems today, and helps you define a disaster recovery plan. And the most important aspect of a disaster recovery plan exactly is that it has to be flexible. So BCDM allows you the flexibility to define the people and processes required to recover from disasters and or intermittent errors. And BCPM was available on Linux for System Z, also at the Pulse timeframe in May of this year. So I think you're getting the message, I think, at this point, that a number of products that were in the past distributed products are now available on a System Z mainframe Linux offering. If you go to chart 14, we'll shift gears a little bit, and we'll talk about workload consolidation and what that really means. And we've seen this over the last number of years, a trend, not just from a mainframe point of view, but also from a distributed point of view, where we've seen multiple systems get consolidated up into a mainframe environment. That might be from an AIX system, it might be from a Windows system, or it could be some other distributed platforms. We've seen that over the last, I'd say, 4 to 5 years consistently. If you go on, then as an example of that, if you look at chart number 15, not just outside, but inside, we've done some of this server consolidation work ourselves. You may have seen this before. We are in the process of consolidating 3,900 servers down to 30, and we'll get lots of enormous savings for that, both in processing power and energy and cooling. And we'll talk more about that in a little bit. But it's all mostly being done on the Linux operating system on System Z. That's really a thing to take away from this one. If you go to chart number 16, we'll talk about a customer, not just IBM, but outside, Nationwide. And Nationwide Insurance is really a prime example of this. Their intent when they did this server consolidation was to go after total ownership, total cost of ownership, TCO, and how fast they could get payback. So what they did, and you can see the detail on the chart, I won't go into it, but they did TCO, and I did the payback in 15 months. So there's a lot of interest in one nationwide did. A number of people have spoken to them over what they've accomplished. And so it's a valuable thing to understand how the server consolidation, along with zLinux, was able to help Nationwide get these benefits. One more example on 17. This is the consolidation example of First National Bank of Omaha. Really what I want to say here very simply is that they took 600 servers down to what they call a handful. So they made it less complex environment, and they made it less expensive to operate that environment. So we see these trends continue. They've been going on for a number of years now, but they're even more accentuated when you look at the fact that they can do this with a Linux operating system on System Z. If you look quickly at chart number 18, it's really all about the implementation of these offerings, if you will. And though you might be a System Z-centric audience, you can actually mix and match depending on how you want to operate your systems. So you can run it, or mostly all of it, on System Z. You can also run it and look at the different types of management operations on this chart. You can run some of those on System Z, some are better on System Z, and some can run it on distributed platforms. But it's really your choice how you want to implement that. So the flexibility to host it where you want is the key factor in the SMCZ approach to this particular choice of platforms and their implementation. If you go to chart number 19, we'll just talk quickly about some of the benefits that we've seen so far, right? We've been able to solve problems more quickly. We've been able to stop errors from occurring and reoccurring. Saves money and time. We've better found a better way to utilize our capacity. But the key to the whole, really, chat we've had so far today is about end-to-end management. So we can pick and choose System Z and/or distributed platforms to manage end-to-end in a complex environment requiring, as I said earlier at the beginning, multiple databases, multiple networks, and certainly disparate applications that run a gamut across our entire enterprise. If you look at chart 20, it's just a picture of all of the management aspects that have to be considered when we look at service management across a large system. We see here what the challenges are on this chart. And you can read them as well as I can. I won't go through all of them. And you can see how they're all interrelated as you look deeper into the center of the chart. They all have their own aspects, their own devices, their own support, their own applications, and their own database to support. If you look quickly at chart 21, what are the three challenges to meet these objectives? It's really three things, and you'll see where I'm going with this in a second. What's happening with the infrastructure is number one. Right? How do we know about that? We talked about visibility earlier. Number two, the business aspects are very keenly important to this, and we do that via dashboards and also by controlling those environments. And number three are actions. But really, actions are only important if, number one, they're automated, repeatable, and able to be modified by humans at some level in the application. What that gets us is more control and less spending for the most part. And going with that idea of less spending, if you go to chart number 22, we're talking about return on investment. And we'll just use that one example again of the IBM server consolidation, down from 3,900 systems down to 30. And basically floor space requirements reduced by 85%. Heating and cooling down by 80%. I think those are the real key ones you have to look at, right? The fact that the floor space was reduced and also heating and cooling. There was also a reduction in number of time and applications as well. Now, what I want to do now is shift gears a bit, and I want to turn it over to Kevin Hazazawa, product management as well. Kevin's going to take us through some real live examples of end-to-end process automation, a scenario, and then some examples of business service management. Kevin, on to you.
Thanks, Joe. As Joe has gone over SMCZ and what it's all about, we're going to go ahead and take a little bit of a deeper dive into some of the things. The first thing is, if you look on slide 23, what you'll see are aspects of SMCZ. And really what it is being able to have end-to-end process automation from System Z. There are some very key areas in which SMCZ addresses, areas such as business service management, change and configuration management, incident and problem management, business continuity management, financial management, and security management. When we look at the IBM Tivoli Service Management Center for System Z, it provides really an end-to-end management capability for your whole entire enterprise in those six areas that we mentioned. So let's go ahead and take a look at one of the capabilities, the business service management aspect. So let's move on to slide 24. Okay, slide 24, again, when we start looking at business service management, there are a few things that come to mind in terms of business challenges. And those things are things such as being accountable for the quality of business services, such as profit, loss, growth, and compliance. Another challenge is actually limited visibility of the impact of process-related events. How are we doing on things such as SLAs, downtime, mean time to repair? Some of the things that the SMCZ solution can provide for you really is being able to take a look at the historical aspects of some of these things and predict what is your business service performance against what they were previously so that you have some kind of marker to be able to basically see how you're doing now. And also being able to monitor and track and measure all the impacts of certain type of IT hits that you may be taking in terms of resources or services, things of that nature. And really, the benefit, the business benefit of SMCZ comes in the form of some real-time visibility and business service performance. But also, integration is a key aspect of SMCZ. Monitoring tools provide end-to-end views of the enterprise and also proactively warn you of certain type of critical conditions that can occur. There are certain things such as expected business performance can be easily compared to actual service levels and key performance indicators to quickly assess the quality of the service delivery. You know, there's really a lot of extensive product integration, which allows things such as direct linkage to events, assets, and applications to the appropriate business services. You know, these simple tools, and they're easy to understand and display and report, greatly simplifies the business service management function and also provides end-to-end view of business services and their performance. So let's take a quick look at a business service scenario on slide 25. In this particular case, we can turn around and look at the business service management and best practices that are going on here. Starting with number one, where we have DLAs providing XML that can be imported into TATM. The CCMDB, or Common Data Model, ensures that all the products are speaking the same language and allows for asynchronous reconciled discovery or resources and relationships between the resources. The scope, the amount of data that is discovered and the servers included in the discovery is really configurable. And TWS can really work with production control and scheduling automated, used, and focused discoveries of resources data in a common data model type of format. If you look at two, what you'll notice is that the TATM combines the DLA data from multiple sources and creates infrastructure mapping. TATM actually creates IT dependency maps and tracks the configuration history based on any pre-configured business application and its related IT components. If an application with mapping to components is created manually up front, the business applications component dependencies can be automatically discovered and propagated into this type of group. TBSM maps these application groupings to a business service template so that Tatum allows one to see both the ZOS and the distributed side of enterprise application. And again, TWS with production control scheduling of automation used to update discovery management servers and things of that nature. And then finally, three, TBSM is kept up to date basically by reads in Tatum IT mapping discovery results and builds business services for any pre-configured business application. Basically, IT and business views are kept in sync and allow one to see both distributed and the mainframe side of the business application. So that's a very quick view of a, quote, scenario and how things are working when it comes to SMCZ and how it can encompass not only information on System Z, but at an enterprise level. So let's go on to slide 26. The value that Service Management Center for System Z brings is really what's most important is being able to manage out-of-control costs in the areas of labor, again, simplifying the IT operations and leveraging the integration. Integration, I said, was key, and this is one way that you can allow folks to become accustomed to using a single user interface and so forth. But also cost control in the areas of infrastructure, reducing redundant resources out there, as well as software. In the software area, reducing replication and overhead of having to put distributed copies out throughout a distributed server farm when you can consolidate on something like System Z. Another great aspect of SMCZ is the capability of being able to reduce the time to identify and fix problems. And this can be from end to end. So as your application span, your whole enterprise, you can have the capability of quickly identifying and correcting those types of problems, regardless of where it is. And finally, the security of knowing that basically you can achieve business service management capabilities from a platform that you're very accustomed to, one of the most solid platforms in the world out there, which is System Z. Let's go on to slide 26. So why would you choose to implement the IBM Tivoli SMCZ initiative? And it really comes down to a few good points, the most, which is the IBM Tivoli SMCZ components are the most integrated solution with the common UI in the market. It also is a complete end-to-end business service mapping capability. There's an overall wider breadth and depth of information that you could get, not only from System Z, but from the enterprise, from the distributed farm. And again, it's utilizing that on the most reliable platform, or System Z Hub. The automation throughout SMCZ is policy-driven, which is really a lot less complex than a lot of other types of automation that is out there. And finally, you have the flexibility of installing and putting this solution out there in pieces. You don't have to rip and replace everything you already have in your infrastructure in order to start doing some of these things. There are a couple of other System Z initiatives worth mentioning, and the next few slides that I'll take you through will go through some of those things. So let's go on to slide 28. And the first one here is the System Z in the green data center area. There are certain things such as Maximo TEP, or the Tivoli Enterprise Portal, also the IBM Tivoli Usage and Accounting Manager that we have out there, as well as the IBM Tivoli Business Service Manager. In the U.S. alone, data centers account for probably 1 to 2% of all total power consumed today. The two largest consumers of power in the data center are IT assets, things such as servers, storage, etc., and cooling, air conditioning. With IBM Tivoli Monitoring and the IBM Active Energy Manager, data center managers can monitor the power consumed and the heat generated by IBM servers. These energy metrics can be combined, and the performance data also collected by IBM Tivoli monitoring for response time targets and SLAs and things like that can help current CPU speed and other key metrics that will allow data center managers to make decisions on how to balance and redistribute workloads to reduce power consumption and so forth. Visibility to all these key metrics can be provided to the TEP or Tivoli Enterprise portal and allow managers real-time views of how efficiently the data center is delivering its services. Data center managers can really maintain service levels within the data center and optimize energy consumption at the same time, utilizing these products out there. Again, that's the System Z Green Data Center Initiative. So let's go on to slide 29. Another aspect of Service Management Center for System Z is the process automation maturity. Things such as ITIL and being able to utilize the IBM Process Reference Model for IT, or PRM IT, working together with ITUP and ITIL and so forth, you really have a tool that helps assess, design, and implement the processes involved in using IT to help business carry out their fundamental purposes and achieve their goals. Let's get on to slide 30. So as we talked about all the software and things like that, one of the things that is becoming a very focal point for IBM really is the IBM service offerings that come along with SMCZ. In that, there's a huge focus on areas for deep technical expertise. There are services that help implement, support personnel and train them to deploy SMCZ. And really the strength of this is that this service organization has gone through this process with multiple companies, and they can really leverage that knowledge base that they have in order to provide technical best practices and premium support. Again, this is a 5-day service offering, which is really an on-site engagement, and really is something that should be is highly recommended in terms of as you start looking at implementing SMCZ and leveraging all the aspects of it. You should really consider taking a look and utilizing the services involved here. On to slide 31. Another service management center initiative in general really is GTS and middleware services offerings. And I won't go through each one of these, but you can see that GTS as a whole has a tremendous amount of capabilities throughout all of the IBM and IBM Tivoli portfolio and what they can provide for you. So, again, it's something that if you are interested in, you can contact your IBM rep. On to slide 32. So in summary, when we look at the IBM Service Management Center for System Z, there are some huge advantages, and I believe that the integrated solutions to automate systems and services and processes and so forth are really, really one of the key areas that this thing brings forward. As Joe had mentioned, the silo way of monitoring and managing your enterprise today really is not the most effective way of doing so. You have to learn how to be able to leverage things. The other thing is being able to provide an end-to-end support for your whole enterprise from System Z. There is definitely an advantage to being able to look at System Z as a hub for managing your environment as opposed to maybe looking at it from a distributed point of view. And finally, a lower cost of ownership. partnership, I hope we had demonstrated that there are multiple areas in which SMCZ can help you to look at trying to lower costs and just managing your environment. So let's go on to slide 33, which is nothing more than a couple of links which will hopefully provide you some more information as hopefully your interest in SMCZ is being piqued. And now I'd like to hand it back to our operator for any questions that you may have. Thank you.
Thank you, Kevin and Joe. Now we'd like to ask you to participate in a brief electronic survey. Right after the survey, we'll have a live Q&A session with the presenter. Your feedback is important to us, and we do appreciate the time you take to answer these questions. To participate, simply press the star key followed by the number that best corresponds to your choice. Please listen to all options before making your selection. Here we go. Please evaluate your level of satisfaction with today's teleconference. If it was high, press star 1. If it was medium, press star 2. If it was low, press star 3. I'll pause for just a moment. For next question, what was the level of technical information presented in this teleconference? If it was at the right level, press star 1. If it was not technical enough, press star 2. If it was more technical than I needed to hear, press star 3. We hope you have enjoyed the teleconference today. Please let us know if you are interested in receiving additional information or follow-up regarding the products discussed today. If yes, press star 1. If no, press star 2. And that concludes our survey. Thank you all for your participation. Now let's move to your questions. To ask a question, just press the star key followed by the digit 1 on your telephone at this time. At this time, we'll turn the conference over to our presenters while we wait for questions.
Thanks, and we're back for questions.
There are no questions at this time. However, I would like to remind everyone that it is star 1 if you do have a question. And there appears to be no questions. I'll turn the comments over to our speaker, Mr. Joe Burns, for any additional closing remarks.
Right. One thing, I always, when I attend webinars like this, I'm sure there's a question out there, and I have one myself. As an IT professional and as a client, I came and looked at this material for an hour or so, and I really want to know what's the emphasis IBM has on this at the moment. So that's the question I would ask. And the answer there is fairly simple. Basically, this is not a rebirth of System Z, but it's a continuation of an end-to-end offering that's been around for quite some time. But it's also an extension. It's an extension from ZOS and distributed platforms to encompass and make System Z Linux part of that. So you get some of the mainframe benefits of a System Z platform we talked about earlier in terms of RAS, but also on a Linux platform. So that's really the emphasis here, that as we go forward for service delivery and service management offerings, to find them not just on distributed systems and on System Z for ZOS, but also on Z Linux. So if that opens up any other questions, I'll take those. If not, we'll wait
Joe?
A second or two. Yeah.
Just one comment I have on that, too, is that actually it's a little bit about being able to utilize all these pieces that are on System Z to actually be able to control and manage the whole enterprise. I think that is also very key here. So I just wanted to point that out.
Your integration example showed that as well.
Yeah.
operator, if we have no more questions.
Gentlemen, there are no questions at this time.
All right, then. I thank everybody for attending, and as we said earlier, if you have more questions, you have our contact information on the first slide, so email us or give us a call.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you. That does conclude today's conference call. We thank you for your participation, and have a nice day.